everybody. Welcome to ABA Inside Track, the podcast that's like reading in your car, but safer. I'm your host, Robert Perry Cruz, and with me, as always, are my fabulous co-hosts. Wait, what? with me, as always, is at least one of my fabulous co-hosts.
It's me, Diana.
Hey, Diana.
Hey.
Jackie was not able to be here tonight. She is on summer vacation, and this is ABA Inside Track. For those of you who are new, we're a podcast that talks about behavior analytic research. Now, in between our full-length episodes, we do these little preview episodes to talk about upcoming articles so you can get ahead of the game, and also so that we can, you know, talk about things that are going on with the show or with our community of listeners. Now, as this goes up, it is summer vacation in many places around the world, and that is the same for us as it may be for you. And since we did not want to miss any weeks, what we thought we would do, given that we're coming up on, at least in America, the 4th of July holiday. It's the 4th of July everywhere in the world, but specifically it's a holiday here in America. What we thought we would do is we would use that time to sort of get some of our vacation schedules together, and we would just do a rebroadcast of an older episode that we'd done. So rather than miss a week, we would still have an episode out on our normal schedule, preview episode, full-length, content-rich episode. And this gave us a chance to go back and revisit an episode that we really enjoyed doing. We were really proud of ourselves for putting it together, for getting our... It was our second guest ever, but we had to get a guest. We did an on-site location audio. It was the first time we'd done that. We were still pretty new to the podcasting game. And this was back sort of when we just started out, so not a lot of people were necessarily listening. So we thought, what better time than when we wanted to do a rebroadcast than to go back to our episode 13. So next week we're going to...
Lucky number 13.
So next week, we're going to be doing a rerun or rebroadcast, as Diana keeps saying. I keep saying rerun because I'm used to TV in the summer from when I was a kid. But we're going to be doing a rebroadcast of episode 13, Transitioning to Adulthood, Part 1. And we're just going to do Part 1 because that is an episode in which we actually had a chance to speak with Dr. Peter Gerhardt, who does a number of talks about the... Not exactly the crisis, I guess. Well, kind of the crisis of adolescence and young adults, mostly with autism, but again, it could really be true about almost any disability, and what it's like going into adult services, and what are the areas that we as practitioners really need to be cognizant of in getting our students prepared.
Yeah.
So
it's a really good episode.
It's great. You guys are gonna love it. So if you've already heard it, well, it was over a year ago. I don't think it's going to hurt to listen again. If you have not heard it, and you may not have, we won't take offense. You know, we didn't have a ton of listeners back last August. We didn't have close to as many listeners as we've had. So thank you all for listening more. But this is a good chance to sort of revisit a topic that I think we don't have a huge listener base. We have some people who've written in about working with young adults or adolescents. But I think we tend to skew either practitioners who aren't working directly with students or who are working with younger students or elementary age students. So if you are working with students who are not adults, well, you still owe it to yourself to listen to Dr. Gerhardt talk about what that's like and what we as practitioners need to be doing. So there's only one article that we cite, and you know, we're just going to put it's the same post, and we're not going to be too fancy, but we did want to do the preview so people didn't think that their podcast machine broke and they were getting old episodes randomly. It is on purpose that this episode will be coming out next week, and it even says rebroadcast on it, so you know it'll show up in your feed as normal. The article that we reviewed back then was Gerhardt and Lehner, 2011, Addressing the Needs of Adolescents and Adults with Autism, A Crisis on the Horizon, Journal of Contemporary Psychotherapy. That was 2011. So again, we talk about the article in a bit, and then we just have a really great interview. Well, we think was really great. Peter Gerhardt was great. I tried to do my best, and
it was really all you that episode.
It's a lot of me. So if you don't like me, don't listen to this episode, I guess. But well, it's mostly Peter Gerhardt, I think.
That's true.
I just had
to
ask questions.
He's awesome. He is. Listen to.
He is really, really great, and it's a very relevant topic. No matter what age group you work with, no matter what disability type you work with, everybody grows up sometime, and if you aren't aware of what that might look like or what concerns there are, well, you really should be. Even if you think, well, it's not my problem. That's future someone's problem. It it's all of our problems. So we hope you enjoy it. We are a little sad that we had to do a rebroadcast, but it was the only way that worked with the schedule, and it gave us a chance to make sure we didn't have huge gaps in our production schedule, because again, ABA Inside Track is a fun podcast, which we enjoy doing, but it also does take a lot of time to put together, and summer is a time when we didn't want to just do a lot of whole like Skype calls and single person episodes seemed like it was going to be bad. So this way we get a nice chance to revisit something that we really enjoyed and we're really proud of putting together, and also to keep up with our production schedule so that we have lots and lots of new content over the summer as well. Because I think I have a summer vacation. I have a good chunk of summer vacation for the first time ever in my career, but nobody else does. So it doesn't really help out, because I don't think everyone just wants to hear me all the time.
So speaking of the show being a fair amount of work, do you want to talk about all the work that you did on the website?
Oh, yes. So if you listen to ABA Inside Track just because you love the sound of our melodious voices talking about research, then this might not be something that you care as much about, but we are actually a continuing education provider. So listening to ABA Inside Track, not these preview episodes, as we always say, these are just sort of to keep you in the loop, do count as continuing education credits to maintain your credentials as a board-certified behavior analyst. And one of the things that we've always sort of struggled with is how do we make it easy for people to purchase CEs, to apply for CEs, and we sort of talked about it for a while, and I had some time, so we put together an official ABA Inside Track continuing education store page, which it's going to appear right now. If you're watching the video, it's going to appear right now. If you are listening to the audio feed here, it's a beautiful storefront. It's so slick and nice. It's got all the different episodes. So just like buying a sweater online, now you can say, I would like to purchase a CE for episode
13. Yeah.
So you're able to just kind of at the click of a button,
and it purchase guides your CEs. Through the pertinent pieces of information that you need to include, such as your name, your BCBA number, email address, and both of the secret code words, so you don't have to remember all those pieces and type them into one line. It has a spot for each.
Yep.
I think you will enjoy.
Yes. So we're very excited to finally offer something that is not, I hope this PayPal button works and then you can put your information in, but you have to remember what the information is. It's all spelled out, so it's really, really easy.
Thank you, Rob, for doing all that work.
Oh, not a problem.
It looks really nice.
Thank you. Yes, I thought I came... I mean, that's thanks to... Like, we're on Squarespace, so it's thanks to their ease of making such a page is more anything than I did. I just took the time to cut and paste into links. But that store page is up. We don't have any other merchandise in there, and I don't know if we ever will, but we certainly have our CEs easy to get. So next week, actually, you could still get CEs for that episode. However, if you've purchased CEs for episode 13, please don't repurchase CEs for the rerun version of episode 13, as it is the exact same content.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
So we can't. Don't do that. No. Don't do that. We've never bought them before. Hey, go for it. So please check that. Please check that out and get some CEs from us. All right. Well, this is the time in the podcast where we move to errata, where we talk about what's going on sort of for the show, whether people wrote in with any errors or comments or questions about behavior analysis. And we had a few. I think the first piece of errata would be we got some nice emails. We did a lot on the Facebook page last week, so this week we're going back to old emails. So we had a number, but the two that we wanted to bring up. One, we had Chloe email in, and Chloe is a BCBA who is concerned. She wrote a very nice email kind of asking about podcasting in general and kind of the question of how she's going to be up in Canada soon, teaching up in Canada, and how there are a lot of areas of skill development that she would like to see, and specifically how there is a population of in China where she had been previously, where the content that's available is, as she puts it, 20 to 30 years, kind of, it looks like 20 to 30 years ago in North America, and thought maybe a podcast would be a good way to ground individuals to new information and to bring practitioners up to speed a little bit more using some newer technology, which we thought was a great idea. I mean, I think we're always very impressed hear about how much work everyone is doing out there to spread the word about ABA and to specifically target populations of professionals who might not get the opportunity to engage with other researchers, mm-hmm. to engage with other professionals as much. So I think podcasts are a really easy, fun way to get more information quickly because you can do them. You know, you can listen to them on the go in your car while you're you know, working on kind of a mindless task. You can focus your brain on something else. So thank you, Chloe, for doing that. And thank you for asking us for some tips on podcasting information. We are not masters of the craft itself, but we've had to do it. So we certainly can tell people about our experience and how that relates. You know there's a microphone involved now, and you didn't know that before.
You're right. I had no idea. Just telepathically
two tin cans, tie them to a USB cable and stick it in a computer.
Now you have this new bionic microphone.
If you're watching the video, we have a new... I've been very sensitive about... I think there was one episode, like three or four back, where I don't think I had the mic close to my mouth, and I pride myself on being very loud, so the fact that you can't hear me, I was very embarrassed. And we needed a fourth. We sort of piecemeal our equipment, which again, if you are interested in podcasting and you want to do what Chloe is doing, the number one thing to think about is what show do I want to make? What's the content I want to put out? And then get whatever microphone you can. You use your laptop mic, which is a crappy mic and won't sound good, but at least get yourself started. Because once you get started, you'll know if it's something you want to do over and over, week to week, month to month. And then you can spend the time to invest in the equipment. I mean, we used the same microphone for the first like 5-6 months of the show before we upgraded. And that microphone was fine. I mean, we could have kept using it. I think the sound quality is better now. You know, we sound like we're there with you rather than sort of recording far away. But, you know, we're always thinking about how can we sound a little bit better. And one of the things is, do we want to get different mic stands? You know, we have these mic stands. We needed a fourth. Because when we have guests on, somebody has to get the little tripod mic. It's way down here. You kind of have to talk, you know, really low. And we figured, you know what? Let's get a real fourth mic stand. And I kind of wanted to try something more like the bionic arm here. Although I think in this video it's looking really professional. So if you're really listening, imagine that you are looking at people who have the most professional dining room table that you've ever seen. Hopefully the audio will also come out good too. Looks good from where I'm sitting right now.
All right.
So thank you.
So anyway, Rob will give you tons of podcast tips.
Yeah, if you want to email me.
If you are interested.
If you want to email me.
Or ask questions.
Chloe knows all I know at this point too, because I did write back with some tips for her. So you can email her as well. she's probably got it all better than I do at this point. And then we also had an email from Melissa, who really liked our mindfulness episode. Dana, do you want to read Melissa's email?
Sure. Yes.
You don't have to.
Right. So it's not called mindfulness. It's our episode on classroom management.
Yes.
Where we reviewed an article that used mindfulness in there. So Melissa said that she was really excited that we were talking about mindfulness. That's a topic that she's interested in. She said, "I'm trying to write a review of research on mindfulness as an intervention. However, she came up a little short, and she did find some interesting research. And we found the same thing when we were looking at mindfulness research. There's just not a lot out there that is related to the behavior analytic field. So it's definitely an area that's wide open for additional research." She said she's interested in working on integrating mindfulness as an intervention for young adults with autism, and have found that although it sounds non-scientific, all of the behaviors involved can be measured and observed. Which is true. Her goal is to assess, teach, and also teach coping strategies and problem-solving strategies for individuals on the spectrum. And she says she respects skepticism, which is a really important aspect of being a scientist. So, Melissa, thanks for writing in, and we are totally on board with you.
I think we'd love to do more, episode devoted specifically to mindfulness. Our concern being, same as
right
Melissa's,
now there's really only one lab that's doing mindfulness research that publishes in behavioral analytic journals. And generally, to do an episode, we try to pull from at least two different research groups. So we're waiting to see if maybe someone else might publish some mindfulness research, and then I totally want to do an episode on it.
Yeah, there's more in the psychology literature, but sometimes the studies are done in a way that it's
just hard to interpret it into how we would like to talk about it, or the details that we would need to talk about it in a behavior analytic form aren't present in the article.
Hmm. Oh, well, to be continued, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap up. We don't like to make these too long. So next week will be our first rebroadcast. Please enjoy. Let us know if it's something that you want to hear more about. You know, we probably should come back to adult programming or adult services at some point in the near future, because it's been some time, I think, since we've talked about it as a specific topic.
Yeah. And if you like episode 13, when you hear it next week, you can also listen to episode 14, which is related to transitioning to adulthood part 2, specifically addressing vocational challenges.
Yes. All right. Well, so we've been ABA Inside Track. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, YouTube. You can go to our website, abainsidetrack.com. You can find us on Twitter and on Facebook, where we post lots of fun links about various science and behavior analytic topics. We'll be back next week with our rebroadcast. We won't be. The ghosts of us will be back next week with our rebroadcast. We won't be dead. We'll be fine. And we'll be getting ready for the rest of exciting summer. Woo-hoo. If you're here in America, you will have a happy 4th of July. Happy and safe 4th of July. If you've in other places, you'll also hopefully have a nice happy 4th of July, but it will probably just be a normal day.
Right.
Not a holiday or anything. No work off.
I think it's a Tuesday, so, you know, whatever.
All right, so we'll be back next week with our topic on adulthood. But until then, keep responding. Bye.